Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So China is a very busy nation at the moment.
Oh, man, you're absolutely right. They are still fighting the COVID-19 pandemic, and they're facing an intense rivalry with the United States. A fresh dispute with their neighbor India has also arisen.
Yeah, but as China projects its power across Asia and along the disputed India-China border in the Himalayas, India is feeling surrounded. And while both sides insist they don't want a war, thousands of troops have been sent.
Yeah, so you wonder, right, will this kind of a conflict push India to go onto the U.S.'s side? Just last week, China's parliament voted to move forward with imposing the national security legislation on Hong Kong. Huge debate, that one.
Hong Kong residents have been reacting, and some are also looking at ways to flee the island. So the question is, does this national security law spell the end of Hong Kong's separate system with China?
But there is some positivity. Don't worry. A private survey showed manufacturing activity in China expanded for the month of May. So, hey, that could be a sign that China is recovering faster than expected.
Yeah. Well, we have on the line Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Dawn Wei to walk us through all of these issues and more. Dawn, always good to speak to you. Let's start off.
Okay. Dawn, first one. Spurred to action by Beijing's decision to impose controversial national security legislation on the former British colony, Hong Kong residents have been flooding migration consulates with questions on how to move their families overseas. So, Dawn, was this a reaction China was expecting from Hong Kong residents? I mean, does the national security law spell the end of Hong Kong's separate system with China? What are your thoughts?
Hi, good morning. Well, if you remember, before the British handover of Hong Kong to China in 1997, there was a wave of migration as well, as Hong Kongers feared their freedoms would be eroded once China took the city back. Some of what's happening now is probably a knee-jerk reaction to the impending new national security law. When news broke out about 2 weeks ago that China was going to push this law through, there was also a sudden spike in interest from people in Hong Kong for VPNs, which essentially helps you bypass the Great Firewall of China. I would think that to China, this trend in Hong Kongers moving to other countries would be the least of its problems. It is determined to get this law done and has made its calculations and looked at all the different scenarios and possible repercussions and still decided to go ahead with this. So does this spell the end of one country, two systems? Well, I think it depends on who you ask. Beijing says the law, in fact, protects the one country, two systems model because it is keeping that system intact by targeting secessionists, foreign interference, and subversive activity. But critics argue that if Beijing promulgates this law and bypasses the Hong Kong legislature, then it can essentially do whatever it wants with Hong Kong, including sending in public security forces to manage Hong Kong, as will be set out in this law.
Certainly a big issue that's going to run and run, Dawn. Now, China is currently facing intensifying rivalry with the United States, as well as an international backlash over its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. There's also this fresh dispute with India over the long border in the desolate mountains of the Himalayas. That's created a new dilemma. So why is this dispute with India taking place only now, when China has so many other things on its plate? And is it risking pushing Indians to the US camp with this dispute?
China shares a 3,500-kilometer-long border with India, and over the years, there have routinely been border disputes. If you recall, there was a standoff in Doklam in 2017, which borders China, India, and Bhutan, and that went on for more than 2 months. What happened in this latest incident was that it started with fistfights in early May between Chinese and Indian soldiers guarding the border. And that escalated into other clashes at different points along the border, and eventually reinforcements were sent in. But no shots were fired. In fact, these soldiers are under strict orders not to open fire. It is not clear what brought on the fight, but some analysts have pointed to the construction of roads in the area as the trigger. But the two sides have since softened their tone, saying negotiations are going on and that the situation is stable and under control. While some experts have been quick to suggest that this dispute may move India closer to the US, I'm not sure this incident will necessarily tip that balance. India and China are neighbors and two are major powers in the region, and both President Xi and Prime Minister Modi have worked to build better ties because of their significant strategic and economic relationship.
Final question, Don. A private survey showed manufacturing activity in China expanded for the month of May. The Chinese Market Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index came in at 50.7. Previously, a poll done by Reuters, analysts had expected the May PMI number to come in at like 49.6 compared to the April reading of 49.4. So what does the date found by the private survey suggest? I mean, is it a sign that China is recovering faster than expected?
Well, there was an improvement, but it was quite a slight improvement from the month before. And you can expect that with more factories open for business after months of shutdown because of the coronavirus outbreak and these plants producing a backlog of orders, there would be an increase in output. But with many parts of the world still under lockdown and battling with the pandemic, export demand has been pretty poor and consumption has not picked up yet as people adopt a more prudent approach to their spending, what with all the uncertainty in both the domestic and global economies. So it will take a while before things go back to pre-crisis levels.
Thanks a lot, Don. We've been speaking with Straits Times China Bureau Chief Tan Don Wei. Take care and stay safe.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.